Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. John chapter 14, verse 27. A very wealthy man publicized that he was willing to pay a substantial price to the artist who could best illustrate the presence of peace. Several artists submitted pictures depicting sunsets, lazy rivers, and serene landscapes, but none of those were what he was looking for. One day, he came across two paintings. One was a quiet mountain lake as still as glass and reflecting the bright blue sky in the mountains. Sitting next to it was a painting of the same lake, but with choppy waves, dark clouds, rain, and lightning. The people who were following this exercise watched as the man examined the paintings, thinking that of those two paintings, surely he would choose the one with the still lake and mountains. They were shocked as he chose the second picture, the one depicting the stormy lake. The crowd looked to the man, understandably confused. He explained his choice. The first painting was peaceful, but it didn't describe where peace came from. Peace is easy to see in a crystal clear lake with white clouds drifting across the sky. Then he pointed out something in the second painting. There was a waterfall, and tucked into a crevice of the mountain near it was a small nest on which a mother bird sat on her eggs. The man said, "The second painting is a picture of true, perfect peace because it is within the storms of life that we find real peace in God. Knowing His presence will guard and protect us even in the midst of this world's storms." Peace is not the absence of strife or despair or hope. It is not the absence of anything. It is the presence of God. The word for peace used in our scripture today, eirene, is the same word used in Galatians chapter 5 in which the fruits of the Spirit are listed. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It is the same word used in Paul's letter to the Philippians in which he says that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Strong's Concordance beautifully defines eirene as the tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and content with its earthly lot, of whatsoever sort that is. When Jesus said He was leaving His peace with us, He was speaking of an active component of a life lived under the influence of the Holy Spirit, a peace that is unlike what passes for peace in our world today. It is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of Jehovah Shalom, the God who brings peace. We can all have that peace. We just have to ask and receive. Father, thank you for your peace. Thank you for always being with us. Give us the strength to share your peace with all those we meet. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.